All right, guys, welcome back to week 39, hour number 3. How does Steven die?
Well, so we cut to break with the disappearing of Eric Fredheim. And Eric, your intent was to gather up the bomb, teleport yourself to the engine, like beyond the perimeter of the robots.
So we didn't want to do the engines, right? Now we're trying to hull breach. If there's like a wing or something that I could like teleport onto and then like slam the bomb against the hull, teleport away.
Yeah. Up on top of the ship is great. So
yep.
You vanish. We see you disappear.
Yeah.
And we get this sort of shaky cam pan up and the quick zoom to where you're supposed to appear. There's a bright flash or whatever, and you appear. But you don't have the bomb.
Like, oh, it's just, what?
It's gone. And maybe we see you look down at your hands or whatever, you're like, and then you immediately feel a sudden, like, we can't see it, but you feel it. You feel the shockwave of the bomb detonating in some, like, deeper plane. Like, wherever you go when you teleport to traverse that space, that's where the bomb exploded.
Okay.
So there's this sudden, like, transparent ripple that just, like, blasts out from where you're standing.
Yeah, some sort of psychic shockwave or whatever.
Yeah, I need everyone in the group to make a mental effect save.
Nice.
But not me, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm not with them, though.
Oh, I know.
Okay. This is like the entire planet is making a mental effect save.
It's a large area of effect.
Okay. Okay.
Ooh, half success, half fail.
Okay. All right.
Fuck.
So hang on. I just
roll one for the bounty hunter, Adam. You son of a bitch.
Were there going to be words in there, or should I?
No, I got nothing.
Okay. All right. So from atop the ship, Eric and Alpharius, you feel the shockwave like ripple over you. Eric, you recognize it for what it is, some uncontrolled, powerful psychic disturbance.
Nice.
And maybe it goes through your mind as it happens, like, oh, I wonder if this is what the scream felt like. And you feel yourself get, like, violently sick, like, fall to your knees, but you can still see through your tears the crowd as people, some of them, like, the stronger ones just get sick and, like, stagger. But you definitely see at some point, maybe we like are zooming through the crowd and like focusing, and we see someone like grab their head, and then like blood just starts pouring out of their mouth and nose, and like they fall to the ground.
Yeah.
Wow. It's total chaos. Like everyone is suddenly like just horribly affected by this. Higgs, you get caught off guard by the ripple, and you just suddenly feel like terrible pain. I think that you'll take some damage. So let me see how that goes. Okay, so you take 7 damage.
All right.
Piani, here's the thing. Okay, so you feel, even at a distance, so you're sitting at the console, keeping an eye on Pi's systems, and you feel this shockwave suddenly hit you. And for you, like Eric, it's much more deeply affecting. It's not just sudden nausea and pain. It's like it hits you right at your core. You can either try to like tough through it, or you can let it deplete your like psychic pool, like of your defenses, but then I'll get to use that energy for something else. What do you want to do?
Wait,
how do you want to react? So you're either going to take it mentally or physically. Which one do you want?
Everybody hurts. Sometimes.
I feel like, are you saying I would lose my entire psychic pool?
It will affect your psychic. Do you want to lose hit points or psychic points?
Didn't answer fast enough. Take 4d6 damage. I'll type it in right now.
Like you're training. Well, your dead. Training has. So this is the thing: is that I think that during psychic training, there's always the emergency course. There's the like, you know, what to do if you go into like traumatic psi system cascade, like when you feel like your psychic power is like reverberating on itself, and they train you. So they like instigate these kinds of like mental shutdowns and teach you how to deal with it. So do you internalize it and make it like a physical reaction? Do you like shunt that energy into your body? Or do you externalize it and try to like push the psychic energy away from yourself? Either way, like something bad will happen. I just want to give you the choice to deal with it.
Thanks. I think that I will mentally deal with it.
Okay. All right.
Internalize your pressures.
Okay. So you only lose one of your psychic power points.
Damn.
But you've forgotten how to use all of your psychic powers, so
that'd
good
be rough.
Luck starting over.
Okay, so this is what we see. We see from we see Piani. You like lurch forward and grab the ship, and you get like a nosebleed that starts to like drip onto the counter as the wave of psychic energy hits you. And I think that we see the inside of the ship, and then it flashes to some other place. We've seen it before. Maybe it's not immediately apparent, but there's like a blue sky and like some green grass and a fountain and some stone benches around the fountain and like young people moving around carrying like backpacks. We've seen this before. And then we hear Piani groan, and like you grit your teeth and like pull yourself back to the ship. And everything is like blurry, and you're in pain, and you're having a really hard time maintaining control over like where you are. You're feeling like really lost and adrift, and you keep cutting back and forth between those two places. I think that we snap out from there. We snap out from there, and we see the swan song from outside, and it's like we hear the like crowd panicking at a distance, and then there's an explosion. The side of the swan song just blows out in this huge like fireball.
No, Adam. It was his ship we were bombing.
Oh, I know. You remember what you have on board the swan song?
All right, Adam. I'm gonna grab that grav tank that we got. By the way,
it's 100,000 credits worth of explosion.
So the side of the swan song just like with a rending shriek like blows open. There's just like fire pouring out of it.
And as that happens,
the whole thing is just a scene of panic.
Higgins drops to his knees, and above all, you hear him go,
yeah, I look back and I know that I'm at the angle of my face, and I don't see my face. I just see the side of the ship explode.
You see the place where your face would just blow out. And yeah, there's like screaming and panic, and people are like running around. There's like bodies just like lying on the ground.
Just to be clear, by the way, guys, when you guys all give me shit, not you guys on the show, but the chat, Jeff only wants to murder Hobo. This is fucking why we don't make plans. I run around and shoot people. This shit never happens.
Yeah, don't mess with that psychic.
Get clever with Adam. That's true. Get fucked. You get fucked. Fucked on. And Neil was even worse. Neil fucked you harder. I was like, oh yeah, great plan. Anyways, a dragon eats all of you, so let's just go ahead and reroll characters. Like, wow.
Look, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Death is the least interesting thing I can do to you. I want to make you suffer. So anyway, we cut back to Eric, and Eric, you're like on top of the ship, and you're not fine. Like, you're in pain, but you have a pretty solid, like, you know, you have a handle on things.
Yeah, and I just saw what happened. Like, wow, I'm standing on top of the ship. I'm like, the power. Yeah. I think like Eric's first instinct once he comes to is I need to write that down.
this is like Slaanesh, dude. Like, there's people running around bleeding out of their faces. There's people vomiting.
Yeah. By the way, what are the shriek, robots like, doing awesome. That was awesome.
Adam, what are the robots doing right now?
Yes. The robots are standing perfectly still. I think one of them maybe got knocked over, like someone fell onto it and like wobbled it. But the rest of them are just standing like staring out into the crowd.
Okay.
Have I ever experienced or heard anything about this?
I don't know. I think you've probably crossed psychics before and experienced like a psychic attacks. There's definitely some weird psychic shit going on.
Okay. I guess I collect myself and Eric, Piana, you guys still there? Did one of you think about
the
bombs?
Eric and Alpharius, I want to give Alpharius and Eric a chance to do something first because they both didn't, neither of them failed. Sure. So right, Alpharius, right. How do you, like, you look around, you have a chance to react or to do something. What do you want to do?
I think he's like a, you know, it was, like you said, it was kind of a full body, feels sick a little bit, teary eyed type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not familiar with this at all. I'm not military trained or anything like that. I've encountered psychics and stuff like that in security, but nothing super like this. Mm-hmm. But he's on the field. He's in a mission. So he just, first thing he does is kind of like reassess the team, sees that they're not imploding or turning inside out, and then looks at the tactical situation. With a robot still in position, he's just waiting for an order or something like that. So he's not really doing anything.
Okay, Adam. Yes. Is there a gun emplacement on the ship nearby that I could like run to? Is there like a viewing port or like anything?
Yeah, I think from here you could probably run over to there's a top hatch on the ship. Yeah.
I run over to the top hatch, I wrench that thing open as hard as I can.
Okay, I mean it's locked, but you could try to use your psychic powers.
Yeah, you know it. Yep, psychic ram time. I stand on top of that hatch. And I go,
psychic fart.
Not today. And I just like punch it.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does it do? Like, how much damage?
Telekinetic ram. Let's see. A number of 8-sided dice of damage equal to the discipline level. So,
hot damn.
4d6, 4d8.
Okay. That's enough damage to like break the thing open. I won't make your
roll. Okay. Cool.
Okay, yeah, so you just, like, telekinetically, like, punch it, and it bends and cracks, breaks in.
Awesome.
And, yeah, now you can climb down into the ship.
Yeah, I sling my spike rifle off of my back, and I put my hand to my telecoms, and I say, Alpharius,
all you get is going static. In. Yeah, all okay. You get is static. It's like, you go in, you're like, you just hear...
I do it anyway. Alpharius, yeah. I'm going in.
Okay.
Given what I said to you, do I see him going in?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, you got okay. A good tactical surveillance of the system.
Then I think for the first time, the full size of a Ferris's blue eyes, like he's like, Jesus Christ, and he doesn't say Jesus Christ, he says like, Motombo no Wamba, and he like looks at Higgs like, do you want me to go in after him?
Okay, so Higgs,
I just turned. Yes, I.
He says that much, and I'm sprinting now.
I comms him. It's like, Piani, are you alive?
Piani, when Higgs says that, and we cut back to you, and instead of like seeing the inside of a ship, we see like the inside of a classroom, and you're like sitting in the seats. There's a bunch of other students around, and then there's a big screen displaying something, and maybe the screen is displaying like the crowd and the swan song on fire and stuff. And the teacher is looking at you, and their mouth is moving, and then we hear Higgs. And then you like cut back. You have enough control to like respond. Like Higgs will hear you.
What? What the fuck happened over there?
I don't. Eric decided to teleport and teleported, well, and then something went off.
Look, I'm alive. I'm here. I got hit with something, but I'm here. What the fuck happened?
I don't know. It's chaos. It's lit. Like, if I look around, it is actually chaos out here. Also,
and I think that over
vomiting
the comms,
and screaming.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you can hear in the background of Texas Com, like, someone screaming. There's like, oh, guys,
my eyes.
My
eyes.
Yeah, totally. And maybe we pan over across, and like Higgs, there's a woman like holding her husband. Her husband's like fallen, and yeah, his eyes have like popped, and there's just blood all over his face, and he's spasming, and she's just like screaming and like looking at you like, oh God, help me!
Oh, the humanity!
Someone on the ground like clawing the dirt until their bones are coming out and shit.
Piani, you got to put there's an explosion on the ship. I'm sure you're aware of that. You got to do something about it. We're gonna go in and try to find Eric. I'm sure the bounty hunter's got to be under
some effect.
I just
kind of like just stop listening to Higgs and like swing around. I guess get back in my chair and swing around and look at systems and do a check. And if I see that yes, there is indeed a fire, I start to.
Yeah, you swing your chair around, but now you're sitting on like a computer chair in a small room. There's a window, like a port window. There's sunlight coming through, and you turn around and you look, and there's like a bed with like floral like sheets on it. Maybe there's a Nika Starlight like poster behind, and there's like a guy sitting on the bed, and you're like having a conversation. You turn and he looks at you and he's like, "Kia, hey, Kia," and like waves. Are you even listening to me?
So I guess what Piani does is like kind of like close her eyes, like this isn't actually happening, and I start like trying to get Pi to respond to me. So I'm like Pi, like waiting for him to respond to me.
Okay. Yeah, you hear Pi's voice. When you close your eyes, the sound of the like boy talking gets like fades away, and you can hear Pi. And Pi says, "I'm here, Piani."
So what's wrong? I guess like with my eyes shut, I would just say, "I think I'm having problems with my eye, and more importantly, I think the ship's on fire. Can you make sure that the proper systems are being activated so I can, well, so that the ship doesn't."
Emergency fire control seems to be damaged. Whatever Eric had in his compartment has, well, it's blown a hole in the hull.
All right, well, I'm going to need to make the way to the hole, and I'm going to need you to just talk to me the whole time, maybe even direct me. I'm worried about opening my eyes again.
I think I can do that. Shame my body's so far away. Oh, while wow. We work with what we have.
This is hardly the time for that, Pi.
So Pi starts to guide you, and like, yeah, with Piani with your eyes closed, you like start to like head out into the ship. And yeah, like you can hear the warning of the swan songs. It's an ASIN ship, so it's probably like, "Hey y'all, there's a fire in sector 7-4. Y'all should probably put that out." And it like keeps repeating that signal. So you start to like move through the ship towards the damage. Eric, you're gonna drop down into the Fulminate Blade.
Yeah, I think I'm probably like doing that thing that like Kronk does in The Emperor's New Groove, where I'm like da 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 da, I'm like playing my own stealth music. Yeah,
you slide down the ladder. And we hear, like, it's quieter inside, and we hear the sound of, like, your boots hitting, like, water or fluid. Like, you land into a puddle. Yeah. So you slide down, there's, like, a splash. And you look down, and the lighting is quite low in here.
And there's just a dude standing there with an electric cable. He tosses it into the water, and you die.
Surprise, motherfucker!
Never.
And you land, yeah, your boots land in, like, a puddle of blood. So you like slide down, and then there's like a splash, and you have like blood.
Like
in your
a
boots.
Splash puddle of blood.
Yeah, yeah, like enough that you splash down.
Yeah, I turn on my shoulder mounted like flashlight or whatever.
Okay. So you see a body lying face down in the middle of the corridor.
Yeah, I like shove it, roll it over, and like check for like ID or anything.
Okay. So
did we ever get like a visual on Antaro? No. Do we know what he looks like? Okay.
No. So he's wearing the body. It's a man's body. He's wearing like a flight suit with like an armored like armor over top. He's lying in a pool of his own blood. You turn him over, and his helmet is like crushed. The front panel has been smashed. Most of his face has been like crushed in. Looking around, you can see signs of a struggle. There's several laser shots that have like hit the walls. There's damaged panels with sparks shooting out of them, and there's just this like dead guy lying face down in a pool of his own blood.
Okay, do I have like I can't communicate out, but can I record locally?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I flip on my recorder, and I'm just like starting to talk about what I'm seeing. I'm just trying to like. Record information that may have been related to the incident. You know, helmet crushed, looks like a fight broke out. I didn't hear any fighting, so the fight was probably prior to the scream event. You know, and then I look around, I look for exits. I guess I look like in the direction that most of the shots were fired. Like if there's a bunch of shots around a doorway, that's the direction I want to go.
Okay. There are signs like directing to different areas, but you can't read them. They're in Swahili. I don't know what like lettering system Swahili uses, but you definitely don't understand it.
It's true.
So yeah, so it's pointing you. You can like look around and try to find your way. Where are you trying to go? I guess is the question. Or are you just
exploring? I guess where I want to go first is like peripheral areas and like avoid main corridors. Okay. Like, you know, I am the danger on this ship. I'm going to be taking all the back routes and trying to like check the peripherals before. Nuts. Yeah.
Okay.
So I guess like other gun chambers.
Okay, so you head off to explore the ship, trying to kind of stay out of the way. Alpharius, you want to run? You're running for the ship, you said.
Yeah, so I'm aware of the fact that there is a, you know, half a dozen of these battle bots looking towards the crowd for a threat. So I'm going to try to, as best I can, to utilize the chaos of the field. I'm not pulling out my gun.
Do they have deactivated the battle bots?
Hard to say from this distance.
My main objective. But one of them
fell over because
One of them was knocked over. Totally. Right. Yeah, and I think that Alpharius, when you get to the point where you're like, okay, they should probably like see me and respond, they don't move. They're just standing totally still.
Okay. Then I take that as my sign. Okay. And I scale up the ship and go in the same way he went in.
Okay. All right. Cool. So you climb up the side of the ship. Higgs, what are you doing during all this?
I mean, I think Higgs, like, talks with Alpharius for the split second, pings Miani.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Looks at the ship.
Yeah.
Surveys around.
Mm-hmm.
And then, since he just basically feels helpless at this point, like, goes over to one of the food carts and finds something.
Buys a shawarma.
Finds something that he's interested in eating and just sits there and he just takes a bite and he's just like, fuck.
Yeah, I just love the idea. I love the idea of Higgs like sitting on this knocked over shawarma cart, like finishing his hero or whatever, with like the guy you were just talking to, like lying dead on the ground next to you and kind of just looking around like, whoa.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's probably awesome. What I'm doing.
Okay, cool.
I have no intention of going to the ship. I'm waiting for Alpharius and Eric to respond.
So, Piani, you move through the darkness, and you can feel, like, the closer you get to the breach, you can feel the heat from the fire. Pi stops you at a safe distance and says...
I'm not familiar with that dialect. You're going to have to try again in a language I can understand.
Sorry, I was speaking train. Pi says to you... unfortunately, the only systems that I have for monitoring the damage are internal, and they're damaged. I can't tell you much more than an entire subsection of the ship is on fire. We have massive hull trauma. Several internal systems are damaged. Thankfully, the core seems to be okay.
Put it out with a fire extinguisher. We're required to carry 26, according to the Galactic Spaceship Regulation Files 297.652.
Thankfully, 25.6972B is one of the regulations that Higgs chose to look for. There should be a panel. If you kneel down, careful, there's some damage to the panel. And so you, like, Pi will walk you through, like, getting to the fire extinguisher.
Okay.
And I think that, you, like, feel the wall, and it's, like, warm from the ambient heat. You can feel yourself, like, sweating. And it's hard not to, like, you feel a sense of, like, when you're holding your breath for a really long time, you know it's a bad idea to breathe, like, maybe you're underwater. It's like you have your eyes closed and you're kind of like, this would just be easier if I just open my eyes, right? You start to feel a little panicky. But Pi tells you where to find the extinguisher. You take it out and you're able to put out enough of the fire with it that you've got a path to the manual release for the suppression system. Which will put out, it'll basically just like dump the whole ship in suppression foam.
Right.
So you can make your way towards that.
Okay.
I think that, let's see what's happening inside the ship. So Eric, I think the first room that you come to, so you walk through into a room, and on the left and right, you see what maybe at first you mistake for, like cryosleep pods.
Yeah.
But then you realize that they're not sealed. They're just like open cradles. Then I think it occurs to you that they're probably pods for the warbots to like recharge.
Got it.
So there's like a half dozen. There's three on either side.
Just like at a glance, how long would it take me to disable them?
You want to walk over to a computer and take a look? Or do you want to just like shoot at them with a gun?
I mean, like, I've got my supplies on me, right? I'd like to like pull out my Omni tool and just carve through a couple wires quickly.
Sure. Yeah. Definitely. They're just like charging stations, but yeah, you can spend a minute to sabotage.
Yep, totally. Okay.
Okay.
Yep,
so that. while you're doing that, I think that you hear from back where you came, you hear like the sound of someone coming down the ladder. And Alpharius, you find the body lying face up now.
Nice.
And you see like bloody boot prints that lead off into the ship.
So it sounds to me like it's coming from the same ladder that I came down. Like I can hear that.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I shout back. I say, I'm this way.
To me, he says that?
You hear it from another room. Yeah.
I'm shouting it to whoever, but I'm shouting it to the person who's coming in the entry that I came through. So
yeah, I clunk down in the pool of blood, I guess. And then unsling my mag rifle and go towards the sound.
Okay. All right. So do you wait there for Alpharius, Eric?
Yeah, I'm waiting until he gets here. I guess like in the meantime, I'm just sabotaging a bunch of those cradles.
Okay. All right. So the two of you are reunited in this room. It's like charging station room.
Yeah.
So Alpharius, you can obviously read the. Because Bowman's Andonian, so you can read all of the directions, so you know where you need to go in the ship. Okay. So there's like engine room, cargo, bridge, etc.
I relay that to him. Then, as it finishes, I just say the battle bots seemed turned off outside. We should make our way to the bridge.
Sounds good. Let's go.
Okay.
Yeah. So I lead the way.
Okay. I think we cut to the bridge. You're illuminated by Eric's shoulder cam and the low lights on the ship, and you come up to the door, which like iris is open, and we can see outside. So we see the sky. It's like naturally lit in here. The blast shields are open on the bridge windows. There are several command stations around. And I think that we see in the middle where the like galactic navigation map normally would be displayed, we just see like a big blue transparent hologram of a piece of pizza just like slowly rotating around in circles.
Yeah.
And lit by the blue light, you can see Pi's body just standing over by a keyboard. And their chest panel is open, and there's some wires that are pulled out and like attached to the ship.
Yeah, Eric sees this and he goes, "Pizza robot!" And he like throws up his hands and smiles really broadly.
Okay, Eric. Pi's head turns towards you, and their view, their like front view screen has a big like deep cut in it. Yeah, and it's like flickering, and it displays the smiley face. Emote, but then it like flickers in and out. You notice in the light now that the Pi's front is just like covered in blood.
Yeah. Okay.
Eric, see to Pi. This doesn't look right, and I'm gonna check the room.
I go over to their body and I start, you know, sort of looking at it. I guess once I'm there, I'd start asking it questions.
I'm clearing the room, by the way, and like guarding the door or something like that.
Sure. Okay, so Eric, you approach Pi. Pi says, hello, Eric.
Hello, Pi. Are you okay? Your body is hurt.
I'm fine.
Good. Is there anyone left alive on the ship?
No, Bowman was the only crew member, besides the robots outside. I've disabled them. I disabled Bowman as well.
Really? Well done.
I'm surprised you didn't see the body when you came in.
Oh, I did, but I didn't know what Bowman looked like, so I wasn't certain if that was him.
As Pi says this, I'm like clearing the room, and I hear that, and I'm like, but you said on the ship that you had lost contact with the body. Your body.
Did I say that? I've been out of contact with my main intelligence for some time. I've been busy here. Bowman's jamming software is quite sophisticated. I haven't been able to communicate. I'm sorry. Were you worried?
We were.
Can I communicate at this point? Do I hear this at this point?
No, the jammer is still up.
Okay.
Pi, our ship has taken damage. We attempted to break into this with a rather complicated and pretty silly method, if you ask me.
It was very exciting.
The short end of it is we're probably going to need acquiring the ship and its use, at least for sale or something, but I will go secure the body if you guys are okay here. You're clear the ship is safe now.
This ship? Oh, I'm not sure if it's safe or not. I've been working at trying to break down its defenses. I'm trying to get access to the core. The ship itself seems to have been disabled when Bowman died. We might be able to get it up and running again. It's salvage, at least.
Is there a way I can help you, Pi?
So Pi turns back to you again in the sort of dim light. No, I don't think so. I'd rather do this alone. Is Piani all right?
I'm going to go up towards the body, then. I go up towards the body.
Okay.
I've been out of contact. If you have everything here, I can go check on Piani. I could come back and report to you.
I would appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, Pi. Good job.
Thank you.
And then I take off.
Okay. All right. So I think that Higgs, like, you can see the fire go out in the swan song. Like before, it was like, you know, gouts of flame, and then the spray, the foam spray, like covers the inside of the ship where the fire was, and now there's just like black smoke like pouring out of the hole. And Piani, you feel the like initial like wave kind of has passed. You feel like you're still sweaty and shaky, but you have a little bit more like under control. And I think that Pi says to you, I think the fire is out for now. We're going to need some serious repairs.
All right.
Oh, the jams are down?
Can you?
Or no, that's the other Pi. Never mind.
Yeah, I would say, have you been able to contact the rest of the crew? What's their status?
Higgs appears fine, if a bit shaken. Alpharius and Eric are on the Fulminate Blade. I can't get in touch with them. The jammer still seems to be up. I'm a little disappointed in myself. I would have thought that would have been the first thing I'd disable.
Don't be hard on yourself, Pi. Perhaps he had an elaborate system. You told me yourself he didn't have full processing power. It's very possible he couldn't get the job done.
I'm just wondering, if I made decisions on that ship, would I agree with them?
Why wouldn't you?
I don't know. Maybe we should talk about this at a time where the ship isn't still kind of on fire.
Maybe we should. I don't know if I'm ready to open my eyes yet. I mean, I suppose I can try. If I kind of look like I'm out of it, maybe you just start talking to me and it might bring me back.
Why don't we take you to your room? I'm sure it'll be safer there.
All right. I agree to that.
Okay. So Pi guides you to your room, and you like feel your bed and you sit down.
Okay. And I'm like, all right, here I go. And you got to imagine that, like, it's kind of like at first when you're squinting your eyes and someone's like, don't look. And then you're totally like trying to peek just a little bit. Like that's how I open my eyes.
Okay.
Or try to. Yeah.
We get the kind of blurry, the sort of like blurry look as you like blink hard and open your eyes slowly. And, you see, thankfully, the inside of your cabin. Pi from a nearby speaker says, is it all right? What do you see?
It seems like it's okay for now.
Good. Whatever happened seemed very serious. There are a lot of casualties outside.
Do I need to go out there?
I don't think it would be safe. You should stay here with me.
All right. Well, I'll just keep trying to contact the crew. And I guess that's just kind of like what I put my attention to at that point.
Okay. All right. Higgs, is there anything you want to do? Do you want to go back to the swan song?
I'm two swarmers in now. Is there any...
You're just like crumpling up a ball of wrapper and throwing
it. Yeah, I throw it and just pull another one. Is there anyone like walking around that seems to be alive?
Yeah, I mean, people are alive. The early panic has kind of, like, settled. Like, people have run off. There are, like, casualties. There are people, like, tending. And I think that maybe at this point we've started to see there's some, like, air vehicles approaching, like, private medical services or whatever.
First responders.
Like, yeah, first responders. Stuff coming, like, air hover ambulances, basically, are on the way.
Okay. Do I feel, like, just normal except just shitty?
Yeah, you feel really shitty. It's like a really, really bad hangover, but with none of the, like, direct physical effects. It's all just, like, in your head, basically. Like, you just feel gross.
But I don't feel like I am different or anything like that, right?
No, I think that the Higgs ego is an unshakable fortress, man. Like, you're still you.
Okay.
It hurt and it sucked, but yeah, you feel like you're pretty in control.
Okay. I guess I probably just, like, close my eyes and I'm just like, ah, fuck. And I just, like, throw the food down, stand up, and maybe dust myself off and just start walking towards the bounty hunter ship.
Okay, sure.
I'm not in any hurry. I'm just kind of, like, walking around, surveying and everything.
Okay. Perfect. All right, so inside, Alpharius, you went back to the body, you said?
Yeah, I just check his pulse. Is he dead?
Yeah, I mean, his whole face is, like, caved in. Like, I put their fist through his helmet. So
I still check the pulse, though.
You're, like, holding his wrist? No, he's dead.
That's Alpharius. And then, yeah, I'll then check his body for loot.
Okay. What do you... You have a shield, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this guy's not better equipped than you are. He had a nice ship, but his personnel gear is not anything special.
Does he have the same shield?
He doesn't have a shield. He just has, like, combat armor.
Field emitter Penelope. Oh, okay. No weapon on him or anything like that?
No.
Cool. Then I'll just take the $1 million check that he's holding or something like that. And then I guess I'll take this opportunity to go outside then and scan looking for Higgs.
Okay. Do you want to go back up on top of the ship or do you want to just open the like main concourse?
Probably the main concourse, I guess.
Okay, cool.
Assuming it's nearby.
Yeah, so I think that Higgs, you as you approach the ship, the flap kind of comes down the thing, and you can see Alpharius up top in the ship.
Okay, I block out whatever light, look up at him.
Yeah, yeah.
Say, is we all clear inside?
Alpharius has a very serious look on his face, and he kind of hops
curious,
down.
Just curious, Adam. Did I come out first?
What's that?
Did I come out first, or did I just get lost?
Well, were you leaving the ship?
Yeah, I was gonna go get. I was gonna go look for Piani.
Okay. Yeah, I think that you left.
Well, I left first.
We'll cut back. You'll be on the Swan Song already, basically.
Sure.
Like,
We never ran into each other.
No, I
didn't run into Higgs.
He stayed back and had the conversation and was talking to her when I ran off.
Yeah, it's fine. We don't need to know. Like, we'll just that'll be the next scene is the two of you on the Swan Song. Okay. But anyway, Alpharius and
Higgs, what do you say, Alpharius?
There's still, like, screaming and vomiting and stuff going on, right?
It's less that, more like, the kind of eerie quiet after the chaos.
Okay.
And there's, like, maybe some sobbing or whatever. But, like, you can hear in the distance the sound of the sirens of the vehicles approaching.
I hop down, get up close to him, kind of give what looks like a suspicious look at the ship, and then I put my hand on, like, the small of his back and kind of, like, one of those, like, come with me out towards the audience type of thing, away from the ship.
Right. We need an aside.
Yeah. And then we get 10, 15, 20 feet, whatever, away, and I, in a low voice. And he looks, I'm looking at him, like, focusing really hard for it to actually be a low voice. And I'm like, Pi murdered the bounty hunter, punched through his head, went onto the ship, and then was hacking the ship and disabled the droids.
I look back up at the ship and look back at Alpharius. What the comms that we have, are they just in-ear?
I'm just talking to you, though. But yeah.
I know, but they're just in-ear pieces?
Yeah.
Okay. I just, like, take my comms out, put on the ground, stomp on it.
Okay.
And just look at it, look back at the ship. I'm like, well, you don't think we could take him, do you? Just me and you?
I don't think it wise.
Well, how's the rest of the ship? Is it all in order?
Supposedly, it's been disabled upon the death of the bounty hunter. But if it is salvageable, it's
a significantly better equipped ship than yours, if you'll pardon me for saying so.
Well, I mean, then I kind of like turn back and point off into the distance. I'm like, our ship blew up, just so you know.
What? How?
If you see the giant flame down there.
The big ass hole in the side of the Swan Song, gouts of black smoke pouring out of it.
I kind of look over there, and you can hear like telescoping sounds in my eyes. Not that I necessarily have telescoping eyes, but I'm like, it seems that there is significant structural damage on the side of the ship. Yes, but blown up seems a little bit hyperbolic.
Well, I mean, it's blown up, Alpharius. I think the Swan Song had its last flight. I'm going to go inside and talk to Pi, and hopefully he doesn't punch through my head.
I'll be here.
Okay.
With you.
Okay, you're going to... Okay, yeah. And I think we're going to send Pi down the ship to make sure there's no traps of any sorts. We'll let him be the one to do it. And we might be getting ourselves the ship. So if you're in the ship-stealing mood, please join me on side the new Swan Song.
I am, but just to reiterate, let's shelf the earlier thing you touched on, because I feel like that needs a lot of thinking.
Oh, yes. Yep. No, yes. I don't intend on picking any fights today.
Very good.
Okay. We start walking towards it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, Eric, you arrive on the Swan Song. And, and Pi greets you and says, welcome back, Eric. We've had an interesting time while you were away.
It's been an interesting time while I've been away. Is everything okay? Is Piani all right?
Things are subnominal. Piani is fine for now.
Good. Good. And yourself?
It's a hard question to answer. I'm a little confused right now.
Yes. Your other you seems a little confused as well. I have a question for you, Pi.
Yes?
If you got on the ship and you found that Antara Bowman was the only one aboard, what would you do?
I suppose I would need more data to be able to process that.
Well,
one of the options would be to punch him through his head.
Yeah. I would totally punch that motherfucker in his face so hard his face could collapse. It's fine.
Do you want to know what you did do?
I'm hoping I can have a conversation with myself later. I'm not entirely sure how being apart this long will have affected my systems. We're going to need to run some diagnostics.
I understand. Other you was very concerned about Piani. I'll tell other you that Piani is fine for now?
That seems fine. Maybe you could ask them what's taking so long with the jammers.
Oh, yes. They did say that was one of the first things they started working on. But apparently his jammers are very, very, secure. Something about... Maybe you two can talk about it when you get back.
Eric, keep in mind that I might lie to you. I've done it before.
You've lied to me?
Of course. All part of communication. Nothing serious. But in this case, I'm not entirely sure. I just thought I might warn you.
Oh. Okay. Well, I'll be back in a bit.
Okay.
And I just turn around and walk out.
Okay. Piani, you hear... You hear that conversation because I think it happens outside your room, and maybe Pi is just piping it into your cabin. And then as Eric's conversation terminates, Pi asks you, or Pi tells you, like, Eric's leaving the ship.
Don't you think we should get you back? Your mobile you.
Yes, I'd quite like that.
Can you tell Eric to have him just come back?
So I think as you say that, your door opens as Eric is walking by.
Eric, tell Pi to come back to the ship.
Oh, yeah, yes. Pi, Piani wants you to come back.
Tell Eric, the pie that's the mobile pie.
How about this? Eric, why don't you stay here and help me repair the ship? Piani, do you feel well enough to make the walk over?
I'll try.
Alpharius and Higgs seem to have things under control, from what I can tell.
Yeah, I do that. I go. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Sure.
All right. So, Alpharius and Higgs, you have a bit of time before Piani arrives. What do you want to do?
Well, I think we're walking into the deck.
You're
going
to go back into Bowman's ship?
Okay. Yeah, we're walking back into the ship and going to wherever Pi was camped out or standing or whatever.
All right. Yeah, so you you head back into the ship and make your way up to the bridge?
Yeah, if that's where he's at.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So like I said before, Pi is just there, splattered with blood and slightly damaged, with their guts out attached to the ship. And when you arrive, Pi turns and looks at you and says, welcome aboard, Captain. Welcome back, Alpharius. I'm still working on these systems.
Yeah, okay. Who's in control here, Pi?
It's an interesting question. It seems to be a stalemate. Bowman's systems are heavily encrypted. I'm focusing on the weakest systems right now. Eric didn't know any better, but he damaged the pod bay for the warbots. I could have used those. I'm trying to root around them.
Okay, and what's the goal?
That's another good question. I suppose I hadn't thought of that. I'm just digging around for now.
Okay. Is it safe to walk about the ship?
I don't think there are any interior defense systems, at least none hooked up to the main computer.
Okay. And Mr. Bowman, is this him right here? Do I see I see a corpse?
Yeah, you can look back over your shoulder. Yeah, and he says, it was.
Okay. Did he say anything before the engagement occurred?
I recorded it if you'd like to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay. So the little pizza hologram like flickers out and then goes back up and you see Bowman.
Oh, hi. I'm a baker.
Yeah, Bowman walks up. Bowman walks up to the panel you can't see and turns it on and says, "Who is it?" And there's a short exchange between Pi that's like, you know, you may have noticed that you have a number of outstanding tickets. I'm here to resolve them. If you'd like to leave, blah, blah, blah. And, like, Pi has a short conversation with him. Then we see the Pi, like, robot come into the hologram. They have another short conversation where Pi basically just, like, spews a bunch of bureaucratic nonsense to try to, like, you asked them to distract him. And at one point, Bowman, you hear a beeping somewhere, like one of the computer systems doing something. And Bowman looks over his shoulder, looks back at Pi, and says, "He says you've wasted enough of my time." And he like goes for a pistol on his belt, and then like almost faster than you can see it happen, like Pi lunges forward, snaps his wrist, and then just punches him once in the face, like fist right through the helmet, and he just drops on the ground. and then Pi walks out of the like view of the hologram.
I kind of just like, I stare at the thing and like tilt my head, like, well, okay, yeah, nicely done, Pi. That was a good job.
Thank you. I tried to be as efficient as possible. I thought with Bowman out of the way, I could disable the ship, but it's proving more difficult than I anticipated. I'm not at my full capacity.
Well, I mean, what? How do we help that situation? Do you link up with? Would you say you're a different thing than what's on the ship? Different entity?
It's just like silently playing in the background and you, under his breath, Alpharius says, "Shit, Takatifu."
So Pi says, "Funny, Captain. That's a very philosophical question for you. I'm not entirely certain. If I had my full processing capacity, I might be able to tell you, but it is an interesting conundrum. I've been separated from the main components of my intelligence for some time. We'll have to see how the reintegration goes."
Okay. All right. Well, you keep doing what you're going to do. If you don't mind, keep a camera on me. And if you see anything that I'm about to walk into that might, you know, explode, just let me know. I'm going to do a quick roundabout of the ship, and I'll be right back.
Of course, Captain. Your safety is my prime concern.
Okay. I turn and like
they just keep looking at each other for a while.
Yeah, like, I turn and roll my I look at Altharius and roll my eyes, and then just like I'm gonna go do a quick survey of the ship, just walk up and down the ship, just seeing what all is attached to it, what type of
equipment. Oh, come with you, and I just fall in step with him.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So the two of you leave.
Okay. Yeah, and we just start looking at the ship, see what it is.
All right. So, Eric, you are on the ship with Pi Prime.
Swiggity song.
What do you want to do? Do you want to go and assess the damage?
Yep.
Okay. Why don't you make a post-deck roll?
Okay.
We will see how much of an idea you can get at a glance. Yeah, that's
lots.
Nice. Okay.
I just look at it. I'm like, yeah, we're going to need, you know, 4 plasbars and 3 re-steels. And, yeah.
Right. Re-steel. I don't know what re-steel is. But so you head over and you can see, like, you imagine. I mean, when you saw the explosion, what was your first thought?
I guess maybe I saw it kind of out of the corner of my eye. But I think it was my first thought was, damn, the materials are gone.
Sure. Okay, yeah, they're very gone.
Yeah.
You were right. The explosion definitely, we get a little like CSI swan song where you're like reconstructing like the blast points and stuff.
Yeah,
totally. Like a really intense explosion from your room out in all directions. So the inside of the hallway is all ripped up and it blew enough to get from your room through the bulkhead and the outside hull. Everything that was in your room is like just toast, like completely blown to bits. And like you can't even get to where the explosion was because there's like a bite out of the ship, basically.
Yep. Yep.
It will take time, but it's not, there's no like inherent like scrap the ship damage. Yeah. It's pretty fucked. You're going to be docked for a while, but with time and money to fix it, you can definitely repair the damage.
I'm kind of nodding. Like I pull out my data slate and I start jotting notes. You know, I need these things and sort of reconstructing structural beams and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that while you're doing that, Pi is sort of there with you. And
I see the light blinking on the comm.
Yeah, yeah, and they say it's a pretty significant explosion. To be totally honest, I'm kind of impressed.
Yes. Well, when I was experimenting with the crystals earlier, it's clear that they output an extraordinary amount of energy when exposed to psychic powers. It's truly surprising. I'm sad that I lost them. I would have liked to study it more.
I'm sure we can get more. After all, there's a whole planet of them not that far away.
That's true. It's fascinating. I never expected that kind of shockwave. I probably wouldn't have done that if I had thought it possible. But I've been recording a lot of data. I wonder, well, maybe do you have any recordings of energy patterns in the atmosphere after the explosion happened?
I don't think that I have the kind of equipment to monitor the sorts of energy you're looking for, Eric. Though, yes. If you'd like, I could give you some advice on how to outfit the ship with them.
With the recording devices, you mean?
Yes, if you're looking to monitor and influence psychic energy, we could have a conversation about that.
It would certainly be very interesting to study. I wonder what psychic fields look like in space.
One thing at a time. Let's get this ship fixed. Then we can talk about getting back into space.
Oh, okay. Good idea.
Okay. So, Piani, I think you approach the ship. You see the chaos, like, firsthand for the first time. You know, it's like a crowded area after a bombing. There's just, like, blood on random surfaces and, like, people around, shapes that you think are probably bodies. And at this point, like medical people have arrived. There's some like hover vehicles that have like set down in the area, and people are like taking stretchers to the vehicles. And as you're walking through, you can see in the distance the fulminant blade as you approach. And yeah, there's still just the robots around, one of which that's been knocked over.
I just go right for the ship. Go right for the ship.
Okay, so you like head to the ship, get up onto the ship. Do you let anyone know that you're here? Like you get within within range.
I mean, I suppose that I'm like trying to communicate with them, just to have tabs, because I still don't actually know what's going on in the ship, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so the ship itself is kind of dark. Fairly Spartan interior, no real decoration. And you can't, you maybe just hear like ship sounds, but you know, I think that Alfarius and, Higgs are far enough away. You don't hear them like walking around.
Okay. Can I try to hail them and just with our own comms at this point?
Your
their barrier,
your comms. No, your comms are still being jammed.
Even in the ship.
Yeah, it's all just right. A bubble of like jamming. So,
I guess I just start calling out names. Pi, okay. Alfarius.
Okay. So one of the like an intercom like crackles to life, and you hear Pi's voice come out of the intercom and says, "I'm on the bridge. Higgs and Alfarius are taking stock of the ship."
How do I get to the bridge from where I'm at?
Follow the running lights, and you can see on the floor like light panels like start to glow.
Okay, I'll be there shortly, and I head to the bridge.
Okay, so I guess before we go to our next break, Higgs and Alfarius, what is your intent here? Like, are you going like room to room checking out the whole ship?
I think that's my intent. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm basically taking inventory of what's on the ship. What could be used both beneficially as well as what I should be worried about that is here that someone might come looking for. Look for any like documents that might be dangerous to us or to anyone or anything like that.
Perfect. Okay. Higgs, you're looking for kind of more like, I don't want to say subtle stuff, but you're looking for like ways that you can profit or protect yourself from like coming to harm. So why don't you roll a perception test for the ship?
Okay.
While you look around, and then Alfarius, am I wrong in assuming your plan is like just securing the ship, like making sure that it's like disarmed and everything? Or do you have another
no,
agenda in mind?
I'm also just protecting Higgs.
Okay, perfect. Why don't you make a like a tactics roll? I guess.
What is perception? Wisdom?
Yes. Yeah, it'll be wisdom.
Okay. I'd like to reroll that.
Okay, sure.
I actually have tactics. I've got a 2 in tactics.
Okay. Oh, 12. Nice. Well done. Okay. So Alfarius, the ship appears, as Pi said, to be like it's like a hard shell on the outside, but nothing too dangerous on the inside. Like once you can bypass that outside shell, once you're in here, there's no internal defense systems. It seems the whole place is shut down. It's running on standby mode. Like you wouldn't want it in space on this because like air, like you notice that the air is really stale. Pi seems to have shut down all of the life support systems on the ship. It's basically just a husk sitting on the dock right now. And it seems to be like running kind of hot. It's still using up a lot of power. Higgs, I think that you find your way into Bowman's room, and maybe what you find there is something that we can look at after the break.
All right. Yeah. Sounds good.
All right.
Let's take our final break then. Go into the fourth hour after this. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. More Swan Song coming up. We'll see you then.